Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The left fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Marzano. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Kevin Morton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Chris James. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mauro Gatso. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Plantier reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Reed moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Reed scores. Plantier moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Allen Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-1. James hits a line drive into left field. Plantier picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Plantier. James moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes James trying to get to home. Brunansky throws the ball into Marzano who tags James who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Marzano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brumley takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Brumley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Plantier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Plantier takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to third. Reed moves to second. Rod Nichols now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Reed scores. Plantier moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whiten moves to second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manto hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Manto reaches second base with a double. Whiten scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 5-1. Red Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez scores. Manto moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manto tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Marzano is 0 for 1 in the game. Marzano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nichols covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brumley hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manto strikes out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fermin hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Plantier hits a line drive beyond first. Martinez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Plantier moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Nichols's glove, towards Brown, who fields it, throws to second, with Fermin covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Hill reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. James moves to second. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marzano is 0-for-2 in the game. Marzano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Lyons steals second. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brumley hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs is walked intentionally. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manto takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Greg Harris now pitching. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner strikes out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Harris. Martinez moves to third. Manto moves to second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harris fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Harris. Martinez scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fermin hits a ball on the ground for a single. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Manto moves to third. Fermin moves to second. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Plantier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Plantier strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley misplays the ball. That's an error on Brumley. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Manto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manto takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marzano is 0-for-3 in the game. Marzano hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brumley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fermin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fermin hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground for a single. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Plantier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Plantier bunts for a single. Reed moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed moves to third. 2 outs. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Carlos Quintana pinch hits for Mo Vaughn. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Quintana hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hill. Quintana reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Plantier goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brunansky is 0-for-4 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Quintana now playing first base. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ellis Burks now playing center field. Steve Lyons now playing left field. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-1. James is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whiten is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.